Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Probably the first time he's been introduced to this song. The Duke fight song here.
He's a proud dad. He says you can play whatever you want.
I know he's
Big
proud
Vern
dad.
Is, he's not right.
Is he Big
good.
Vern anymore? Let's go out to the Toyota Hollywood Hotline. Let's talk to Vernon Carey Sr., Big Vern, or Little Vern now. I don't know. His kid's like 8 feet tall. Former Miami Dolphins offensive tackle and first-round pick. Vern, good morning. I was just showing Joe before the show this morning when I knew you were coming on. I was showing him your Instagram videos when you were about a foot and a half away from former President Obama and Spike Lee and Ken Griffey Jr. and that entire crowd of people.
It's amazing what that damn kid's done for you and people you're now getting to meet there, Vern. How cool was that the other night?
That was cool, man. It was amazing, man. It was a great atmosphere. It was crowded. You would thought it was the national championship.
I was going to say, going to a Duke North Carolina Ooh-wee. Game to start with, and then that game was on fire because of the matchup and obviously the Zion Williamson show that didn't happen. But, boy, what was that atmosphere like and the screaming and yelling and then all the celebrities that went to that flew in town to go to it?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy, man. My son got to take a picture with Todd Gurley. I mean, it was a lot of big name guys. You had Barack Obama, Spike Lee sat right behind me. I mean, it was amazing, man. It was a good game. Vern sat right behind the bench with the Duke bench, and you know, was in their huddle the whole night. It was a fun atmosphere, man. Just looking forward to it next year. That's all.
You like what Big Vern threw in there that he had a better seat than Spike Lee. Spike Lee sat behind him.
Well, if you're the number one,
I'm just throwing that out there.
School,
I'm just throwing that out there.
He's gonna do good everything but playing the damn game. Yeah, exactly. He was ready to go.
I guess he was there. I guess he was there to hope to see if the Knicks gonna be drafting Zion. I guess.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he's scouting for the Knicks already to hope for his Zion there. By the way, what was that like? Like, what was the entire crowd like? I saw it on TV, obviously. 34 seconds into the game, the shoe explodes, he falls down. Like, did the arena just go silent? Like, how was that?
Yeah, it went kind of quiet for a minute, you know, and it's like, man, that's the future first pick of the draft, and he's on the ground holding his knee, so it was kind of scary for a minute, but by the time we left at the end of the day, we saw him. He was walking on there. I think it was more of a scare, and like you said, it was a sprain. You know, it was one of those things as an athlete, you know, it's scary a little bit. I think he'll be okay. I think he'll be back.
Hey, Vern, I always wonder, father, son, we know how close you guys are and everything you've been able to go through in your career and now enjoy with your son being one of the top high school players in the country. Have you guys ever had that little conversation about the G League and that $125,000 for 5 months, skipping it, skipping the one and done situation, or has it always been for you and your son, Duke?
For him, it's always been about college, you know, and for me too. I want him to get that college experience. You know, he's a kid. You know, that's not important to him right now. You know, going right there and go get $100,000. You know, you think big, you know, and long term. You know, not just immediately. You know. We're not in that situation where he needs to go get that. So it's great for him to have the advantage to be able to go to Duke and a prestige university like that and play for Coach K, which is one of the best coaches of all time.
Right. Hey, Vern, do you think a lot of those guys are one and done next year? You seeing them going to that G League for the $125,000, or do you see most of them doing the experience, the Duke or North Carolina or Kentucky experience?
Yeah. I think guys are still going to go to college.
Okay.
I mean, I think it goes away in 2 years anyway. It's
right.
Already.
Yeah, it's going to be disappearing here soon.
It disappeared anyway. I think they're trying to move it this year. I heard because of what happened with Zion, but I don't think they're going to do it because the scouts got to do their homework and everything like that. So it's preparation for that stuff, you know.
Vern, I got to ask you this before we get into anything else. You mentioned Coach K just before. The recruiting process, Coach K coming down here talking to your son. You obviously went through it also as a recruit for the University of Miami, but now as a father, how did you handle it? Because I can only imagine that Vernon Jr. was getting calls and texts and tweets and everything like crazy for the last 18 months, maybe even longer than that. How did you handle it as a father after you going through it, you know, as a recruit also for the University of Miami?
You just try to stay ahead of it and keep it under control and try to give them time slots to call and stuff like that, because if not, they'll just call you whenever they feel like it, you know, or whenever they have free time, whenever you cross their mind. So, you know, you just try to give them boundaries and you know, I kind of been through it already, so I knew what to expect, and I kind of explained that to my wife and my son. So my wife got a little overwhelmed with it because she let it engulf her, but I knew not to let it engulf me.
You know, the AAU thing has been and can be real sleazy, as you know. It can get, besides great players playing. How was the experience for Vern Jr., the AAU?
It was amazing. Okay. You know, he's been playing on that circuit since seventh grade.
Wow.
Traveling. So, I mean, it's draining. I've been traveling for about, what, almost 7 years now. Well, 5 years, 5 years. Yeah, so 5 years. And every summer, man, you just travel all summer. You guys, all my guys, man, they always ask me, hey, let's go golf. I'm like, bro, I can't. I'm going out of town this weekend. So everybody think I'm ditching them, but now they be like, oh, okay, now we understand.
Yeah. Hey, Vern, where you know what? You know what's funny, Vern? I got to tell you, first time I ever went to Northwestern High School was when you were getting ready for the state championships, and we went out there. I had never been over to that high school before. That's how far back, man. It was crazy. Yeah. Went out there and interviewed all you guys and everything else. And here we are, man. That means it's about time for me to retire is what that means,
yeah,
man.
It's 20 years ago. It's 20 years ago. I graduated in 99.
Wow. That is incredible.
Yeah, 20 years older than my son. Yeah, exactly 20 years older than my son.
That is totally incredible. I mean, it's just the fact that you've been covering, you were covering high school sports all, you know, like crazy 20
years.
Well,
listen, you got to tell
now Big Vern's got a kid going to Duke.
He's got to tell the kid. He had everybody. His dad was getting recruited by everybody too.
Of course, that's why. Man. I know that it's. I mean, how much different is it basketball wise to football wise? Is there any difference in the recruiting stuff for that?
In football, they send you a lot of junk mail. Basketball, they don't really. Well, I guess it's changed because you got the internet. So
yeah.
They can talk to you. You got FaceTime. You got all that different technology. So they can text you. They don't really have to talk to you all the time. So it's a little bit different, you know?
And by the way, I will say this too. Talking about a guy who could play basketball. Vern, legendary intramural UM guy playing basketball and getting up and dunking it. I still remember those stories too, Vern. Everybody talk about how good a basketball player you were growing up.
Yeah, but I wasn't tall enough, and I couldn't jump crazy. I could dunk, but I couldn't dunk crazy like my son does.
Well, no, you're not 6'10". No, exactly. But he does thank you for that gene pool, you and your wife.
Oh,
for that. Hey, Vern, speaking of that, you brought up the 18-year-old thing and going right out of high school. If that was in play, would you still, most likely, would Junior go right to the pros, or would he go to Duke?
It would have to be his call. I know what my call. Well, if it was mine, I would probably say, hey, what about, you know, we can learn there too.
Yeah, Big Vern, it's hard to say no to, man. You know, possibly being a top three pick in the draft if that was the case this year.
If that was the case, you know what, if he could be a top five pick, yes. But, you know, other than that, I wouldn't try to influence him for that, you know.
That's good, though, man. You've been through it, and
no,
so you're not over the top
it's
telling
him. It's not going nowhere. It's not going nowhere. It's not a rush.
Right.
You just keep your head down. You keep working.
Hey, how'd the playoffs go? University, how are they doing in the playoffs?
They're doing good. They just won the first playoff game yesterday. They won 83 to 50-something.
Oh, close
game.
They
had, like, 25 dunks.
25 dunks? 25. Your kid had 25 dunks or the team did?
Oh, my goodness.
The team.
Holy smokes.
You know, you got some good young players coming on. You got Hendricks. His dad played for the Dolphins, the linebacker.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
His son is a ninth grader, really good. Jawan Howard's son, Jet, he's a ninth grader. He's going to be really good.
Jawan's got a kid at your school, too?
Yeah.
Well, actually, what's everybody doing? Send their kid. What happened? Everybody send their kids to university
that's
now.
That's right.
You know what it is.
That's why Chan's a coach there
Channing Crowder. Yeah. What are you hearing about Channing? Give me the latest on Channing Crowder and the new motivational stuff he's doing for sports.
Oh, man, he's amazing, man. I me and him hung out the other night. Ronnie came to town, so we went out and had drinks at local restaurant. But, man, I tell you, man, he was funny, man. I got a couple jokes on him, man, on coaching, man. I was sitting behind the bench one day. He was telling the kid was like 5'8", and he was like, get low. I was like, he already low.
You know,
yeah, he's funny, man. He's like, yeah, get low on him. I said, thanks. If he's low, he's going to be on the ground.
Yeah. You know that's a crazy brother that's not all there. You've been around him, man. He's a good friend of yours.
Funny, man.
Yeah, he is crazy everywhere he goes.
He's not normal. Everyone knows missing. Channing knows that. Yeah.
But everybody loves it, though. Everybody
of course.
Loves it. He's a good guy, man.
Vern, I got one thing to ask you just about because, you know, you were there, and now obviously Vernon, your son is a top recruit. If little Vern was in the same position that Zion was in and possibly the number one pick overall and that thing happened to him on the court, would you tell him to sit the rest of the season? Or, you know, like, because the media guys like me and people like that, oh, Zion should sit, you know, he's got too much to risk. Like, how would you handle that situation? What do you think about media guys like me saying, no, Zion should sit the rest of the season because he's going to be the number one pick?
My thought on it is, hey, if he's playing for a national championship like they are and they got a chance to go really deep, why quit? And you got a lot of good players with you. I mean, and like he's doing everything on his own. I mean, he's a big bulk of the team, but he has a really legitimate shot of winning that championship. Nah, you don't quit on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. This is a good point.
Because he's healthy.
Of course, Vern's coming from.
He's competitive. If he's healthy.
Right.
Now, if he's hurt and he ain't 100% or at least 85 or 90%, then that's something different. But you got to, you know, it's whatever the injury is, you know?
Vern, you ever think back to all the games where you probably shouldn't have played that you played when you weren't 100% at left or right tackle?
Especially, I got a lot of regrets on that. You're like, man, what was I thinking? And you know, when you're an athlete, all you do is you want to let your teammates down.
Exactly right.
You guys fight every day. You go to work every day, and you try to get better and try to achieve the same goal, and then you don't want to let your teammates down. So it's hard to understand if you're not an athlete, you know?
Well, I think Zion, because I brought that up. I thought Zion is like, hey, those three guys came in together, 1, 2, and 3 recruits in the country to be on Duke. There's got to be a little loyalty as long as the one guy can play.
It's loyalty. I know that guy. He gonna play. I'm sure he is. I'll be surprised if he did.
How is he with Vernon Carey Jr.? I've heard Zion, we hear nothing but great things about him.
Oh, man, he's great, man. Man, that kid got a plan.
Yeah. He got a plan.
He's ready. He got a plan.
He got a big shoe contract coming, too, from somebody.
He got a big plan, and that's part of the plan. That's what I'm talking about. He got his mind right. That's what I mean by it. Like, he has his mind right. He's ready. And he talks that talk. He walks that walk, and he's ready.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, you might as well plug university school a little bit. When do you guys play again, man? Zach and I got to get to a game.
Tuesday night at U School, I think we play Chaminade, and that should be a good game because that's the division. I mean, we beat them twice, but we plan on beating them 3 times. The person who won this game should win state. So,
Chaminade got a big guy, like a guy 6'7" or 6'8", to at least get in front of your kid.
They got a 6'4" guy. He's going Georgia. He's a 4-star.
Oh, okay.
He ain't taking a charge from Vernon Jr., though. He ain't getting in front of Vernon Jr. when he's getting in front of those dunks. He ain't crazy. Yeah, I've seen those highlights.
Hey, Vern, it's great having you, man. We really appreciate you spending some time with us. Thank you, bud.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Vernon Carey, senior from
Miami
Dolphins.
Big Vern or Little Vern?
I call him Big Vern, but I guess we got to stop.
Kid's 6'11", man.
His son's 6'10", or 6'11", and 280, 290, 270.
Big dude. He's a big dude.
Got a nice touch. Yeah. Boy, the highlights are just crazy.
That's ridiculous.
All those
kids. How about what did he say, 25 dunks as a team the other night?
25 That's what dunks?
Said? That's ridiculous. I don't think anyone could dunk on my high school
early.
Team.
So Tuesday night we're going.
All right. Where I'm in.
We'll go Tuesday.
It's right by the house.
Is it a tough ticket? Is it packed in there? No, it's not
for
packed.
For a Chaminade? We can get in there, right?
Oh, we get there early. Get there early.
You're going to wear like your media badge?
No, we're going to check with Channing to see if he can get us.
We'll call the coach. He can get us a seat.
Channing and his new.
Can't we just say we're here with little.
What's Channing's official job, by the way?
I don't know.
He's not actually coaching, but he helps a little bit.
He's the coach of the BS. That's what he is.
He's came up. What'd he come up with? Like a what's he got?
He had like a not a turnover chain, but something, right? He had something. I forgot what it was called. Of course, he came up with something like the boom belt. I don't even know.
That guy, man.
Jane's about as crazy as they get.
No, he is nuts. There's no question.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.